You're listening to SBS News.
Eight national sporting bodies have committed to welcoming and supporting all people, including trans and gender diverse people. The Pride in Sport National Program Manager is Bo Newell, and he says sport can be pivotal to helping people integrate more fully into society.
Sport is for everyone, and these sports today are committed to providing that safe and inclusive environment. Sport is a fundamental human right, and these national sporting bodies today are ensuring that participation is a reality for the trans and gender diverse community.
The Sporting Coalition is aiming to encourage people such as Roxy Tickle back into the fold. Now 50 years old, she's undergone 4 years of medical and hormonal treatments. Having completed that personal journey, Miss Tickle is rediscovering her love of hockey, a sport she last experienced as a man back in her 20s.
I love playing hockey with my teammates. We have a great time. We run around and be silly on the field, and we love playing together so much that it's been a wonderful opportunity to start playing hockey again.
Former elite sportsmen and women, such as former Australia cricketer Alex Blackwell and former NRL player Ian Roberts, are co-patrons of the initiative. The message to trans and gender diverse people is that they deserve to be treated no differently from anyone else in the community. Mr. Roberts suffered much homophobic abuse while playing rugby league, and he's more than happy to support the transgender community today.
You know, these people are suffering, they shouldn't be suffering. Yeah, we're all family. We're all this big rainbow family. We're all family. It's not LGBTQI, it's our community. And we're all part of the community. Trans and gender diverse people are part of it.
The synergy and momentum from the launch is already having an effect. Touch Football Australia is considering launching a Pride Cup, which will include transgender players. That idea is being borrowed from Rugby Union's groundbreaking Bingham Cup, an international tournament for gay players that has grown into one of the largest rugby tournaments in the world. The chief executive of Touch Football Australia is Jamie O'Connor.
We're at the Pride and Sport Awards dinner last night, and we've got to be better in that space. And I had a commercial manager with me at the time, and I've sent him away to start having some conversations around how we might get a Pride Cup for Touch Football up and running in 2021.
Bo Newell is hoping the coordinated push for wider acceptance will keep growing.
And to come to today, where we're seeing those eight sports launch their respective governance, as well as the additional 13 sporting organisations that have committed to working on their guidelines moving forward, it's groundbreaking. It's a world first.
There does remain some opposition to transgender athletes playing in female sport, mainly from a safety perspective. Transgender Aussie Rules player Hannah Mouncey was barred and subsequently gave up on competing in the AFLW 2 years ago. But Miss Tickle believes most people have a more open attitude to people like her playing sport.
They are the minority. Today there's people from corporate Australia, people from the national sporting organisations who are saying loud and clear trans and gender diverse people should be playing sport. It is good for them. It is good for everybody.
John Baldock, SBS News. We'll be right back.